Today's Champion of Education is brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day. Today we visit the Elyria City Schools PD Podcast, where Amy Higgins talks with third grade teacher Cindy Kursky about a doggone event.
Well, I've been in Elyria Schools for quite a while. I started at Franklin way back as a building sub, so quite a while ago, and taught first grade there. And then I went to the Kindergarten Village and taught kindergarten for 6 years.
Yeah, our home here.
And then I taught third grade at Windsor and just loved it. So third grade has kind of been my niche for many years. And then when a third grade came open at McKinley, I transferred there and loved it. Had been there quite a while until it closed last year. So this is my first year at Eastern Heights.
Some time ago, we had Mr. Hall in here before he retired, and he talked about he found his niche in fourth grade. But What is it about third grade that really speaks to you?
Third graders are, I just think they're just really special. They're just ready to blossom. They know how to read, so now they are expanding that knowledge, and they really love just research and finding out information and just taking it to the next level. And they're still at that age where they still love their teacher, they still love school, but you know, the discussions are much deeper at that age, at that time. So I've just really enjoyed third graders a lot.
And now you're over at the new Eastern Heights Elementary. How's that going?
It's going really well. It's big, and you know, just getting to know people, you know, people that I haven't met before. But it's going really well. Love the air conditioning.
No, but this is, you know, I have to go back. The way you came on the show was really fun, because we got a call from your school, Eastern Heights campus, and they said, "Oh my goodness, this morning a dog ran into our school, ran right for the main office, made a beeline for Miss Worthy's office, and cuddled up on her pink fuzzy rug, and we don't know what to do." We're like, I don't know what to do either. So thank goodness for the power of social media, but we did take a picture of the dog, and we didn't know anything about him at the time. Put it out on our Facebook page, and of course, everybody loves stories about animals, especially when they have happy endings. And so this little guy, we took a picture of him, put it out there, and he did end up finding his way home eventually. And we found out that his name was Herschel. Now you take the story from there.
Well, when I saw your email and the picture about Herschel, and I showed it to the kids, and I said, "Isn't this just so ironic? We're reading Because of Winn-Dixie. Winn-Dixie walks into a grocery store, causes all kinds of chaos, and finds a new life. He finds a new life with Opal, and actually both of them blossom after they found each other." And I said, "Isn't this just perfect timing that Herschel," at that time we didn't even know his name, "that Herschel walked into the middle school and onto our campus." And they just loved it. They thought it was just so great. And so our conversation took us to, what if Herschel wasn't such a nice dog that just curled up on the rug? What if he was mischievous? What kind of trouble could he get into in a school? And so we just brainstormed all these different things that could have happened. And then they wrote some stories called Herschel's Adventures.
Oh, so take us through some of Herschel's adventures. I hear he was pretty naughty in school.
He was. The first one is Autumn. And Autumn wrote, "One day a dog named Herschel followed some middle schoolers and went into the school. He first went into the art room and spilled the paint. Next, he went into the gym and chewed all the toys. Then he went to the office and took a nap."
That's just my kind of dog.
So it's wore himself out there. Gracelyn. Gracelyn said, Herschel could have got to the principal's office and ripped the papers and knocked the coffee and messed with the computer. And next he went to the art room and splashed paint everywhere. And next he went to the gym and made a mess. Yeah, they were coming up with some creative ideas.
So how often does it happen where you take a current event like that, something, I mean, that was just really perfect timing to be reading the story of a dog that just kind of wanders into a place and then finds a home and, you know, here this happens in your very school. But how often do you use current events as like a springboard for other activities in school?
I would try to like look for something like this that really sparks their interest and excitement and just let their creativity flow. So I'm not sure how often, but I definitely, you know, try to look for those opportunities.
Cindy and her class took the experience a step further by learning about dogs that don't have a home and collecting pet supplies and food for the Lorain County Kennel and the Friendship APL. Today's Champion of Education has been brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day.